Juan Marichal is with us on Sports Byline. We're talking with a Hall of Fame pitcher about his outstanding career. What about your style of pitching, that high leg kick? Did you develop that as a kid? Because it stayed with you all throughout your career. Where did that come from, Juan?
Well, when I started to pitch, I went to a town named Monte Cristo, my near hometown, and I saw this man pitch named Bombo Ramos. He used to play for the national team in Dominican Republic. So when I saw him pitch, he became my idol, and I want to be a pitcher like him. And he used to throw like Don Drysdale, nothing but sidearm. So I started to imitate him. And my first 2 years amateur, I pitched nothing but sidearm. I came to United States. My first year was sidearm. And my second year, right before the season was over, Andy Gerber come up to me one day. Andy Gerber was my manager. So he came up to me one day and say, "Juan, why did you pitch like that?" I said, "Well, that's how I learned. I don't want to go through the story about Bombo Ramos." So, but then he kept asking me questions, so I have to tell him about Bombo Ramos. So I said, "Andy, was a pitcher in my hometown named Bombo Ramos. I used to pitch sidearm, and I saw him pitch one afternoon, and I fell in love with his style, and he became my idol. That's why I throw like that." So he said, "Do you want to learn how to throw overhand?" I said, "What would be the benefit if I do learn?" He said, "Well, you will be much better pitcher against left-handed hitters." Right away, I said, "Yes, I want to learn." So he took me to the bullpen with two baseball and a catcher, and I tried to start to throw the ball overhand. I never did it before. So at the same time, it seemed impossible to do it without kicking my leg. And that day, that leg high kick started thanks to Andy Gilbert.
Did anybody coach you along the way when you came in? I mean, you were pretty much set in your style. And the one thing you were certainly known for, aside from the high leg kick, was your pinpoint accuracy. I mean, you didn't walk very many people. And I'm just wondering, when you came into professional baseball in this country, did people try to tinker with your pitching motion?
Well, I got a few tips from my oldest brother when I was pitching in Dominican Republic. Then when I went to the team, the Air Force team, was a coach there named Francisco Pichardo. We call him Biruta. And on a rainy afternoon or rainy day that we didn't play ball, he used to take all the pitchers to the mound. And he used to throw the ball with such a pinpoint control, and he used to tell every pitcher, he say, "Do you know, I don't have too much speed, but if you can throw the ball on that spot, you can pitch anywhere in the world." And you know, he was right, because after I learned how to pitch, and I tried to copy what he say, you know, to throw the ball in the spot where the hitter don't hit it with too much power, and try to hit the catcher gloves, I think you're gonna end up being a great pitcher.
You had a deadly combination, the high leg kick, but you also, did you not, throw from different positions with your arm? Overhand, sidearm, three-quarter arm. And that combination, I would think, would really throw off the rhythm of the hitter. Was that by design, Juan?
Well, I heard that from many hitters, you know, after they faced me. After I learned how to throw overhands, I have the chance to go overhand, three-quarter, sidearm. Like, sometime when I got a right-handed hitter in two strike, I used to drop down and throw a sidearm, because I know that the right-handed hitter didn't like that style. They don't like the ball that came from that direction. So I think I have the advantage of by learning how to throw overhand, and now I can go three ways. One time a writers say that I can throw 13 different pitches. So I think I only could throw five, but I think it was talking about all the direction, all the the way that I used to throw, overhand, three quarters, sidearm. So you can count a different pitcher. You can throw fastball, sidearm, fastball, three quarter, and fastball, overhands, and the rotation on the ball is different.
You made a very impressive debut in the major leagues, July 19th, 1960, Philadelphia Phillies. Tell me about the game.
Well, I come up in July 10, and Tom Sheehan was the manager, and he come up to me and say, Juan, you got to be prepared for July 19. You're gonna face the Philadelphia Phillies. You're gonna pitch that day. In between, I just want you to throw batting practice. So I was getting ready, you know, for that day, and the day went by, and July 19 come up, and I was ready for that game. I remember throwing the ball in the bullpen, and they was announcing the lineup. When they come up to my name, I got goose pimple, you know, and I feel funny. After they mention my name, I feel very funny, and I say, if I feel this way, I don't think I'm going to be able to pitch. So I went to the mound. I threw the seven regular throw that they allow you to do on the mound before every inning. And I still feel the same way. But when I saw the leadoff batter, everything went away. And I was able to throw the ball, and lucky enough, I pitched one hitter.
For everybody, it was a one-hit shutout. He only walked one, and he struck out 12. What was the pitch that Clay Dalrymple hit?
You know, Tom Sheehan and Orlando Cepeda, he was my interpreter. So they come up to the mound, and they pinch hit Clay Dalrymple, you know, and they say that, this guy's a pretty good fastball hitter, so don't throw him nothing but curveball. So the first pitch I threw, he hit one over the second base, and that was the only hit. But I followed the rule. I threw what they told me to throw, but it didn't work.
You mentioned about the game being different, and certainly a part of the game when you were pitching, Juan, was intimidation by the pitchers. I mean, Bob Gibson was a very intimidating pitcher. You were a very intimidating pitcher. It seems like it was a dichotomy to your personality. You were an easygoing, lovable type of guy. How did you pick up the intimidation factor?
Well, I learned through the years and watching other pitchers like those guys you mentioned, Gibson, Drysdale, that you have to learn how to throw in and out. And if you're throwing two pitch outside, you have to show that hitter that you can come in. And because if you pitch one way, I think they can get you. But if you make those hitters think a little bit, they don't know where the next pitch is going to be on the zone where you want to that pitch to be. So I used to brush hitters sometimes, and sometimes that batter that I brushed back, they want to chase the mounds. But, you know, when that happened, Orlando was always next to me. So the hitters, they say Orlando, they see Orlando so big next to me, and they say, oh, no, I don't go over there.
Pete Rose said you were the best pitcher that he ever faced, and even Bob Gibson paid you a very strong compliment as well. He said, I had a better fastball and slider. He said, but Marichal was the best of our time, better than Koufax and better than me. That is a high compliment, sir.
I think so. Came from one of the best. Gibson was awesome. I used to love to watch him pitch. He was a great competitor. And a guy that when he was on the mound, he mean business. He know that he want to win. And the only way is by competitor and being tough. It's not all the way that you can be a great pitcher if you don't throw the ball the way he used to.
We got about 45 seconds before we have to break, but was it a badge of courage to pitch a complete game? I mean, I think about today with the specialization where, you know, you have the setup guy, you got the closer, middle reliever, but you guys did not want the ball taken out of your hand, did you?
Well, those days when they give you the ball, they expect you to go nine innings. And I used to love to go nine. I think when if you're not tired, I think you should go nine. You should try. And the only reason that you can develop a strong arm is by throwing. If you don't throw nothing but maybe 60 or 80 pitches or 6 or 7 innings, your arm don't going to be strong enough when you try or you have to go nine. I think you have to do it. Gaylor, myself, you know, we used to work so hard and we used to complete so many games and we never, never have an arm problem. Never.
Juan Marichal, 244 complete games. We'll continue and we'll talk about that great game as we continue on Sports Byline.